It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Right here, right now. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, my husband has run out of options. Dear Stephen Shirley, my marriage may look perfect now, but it hasn't always been like this. I got married when I was 27 and my husband was 36. He and two other guys owned a club and he'd be there every night and come home after 2 a.m., even during the week. He didn't allow me to go out with him after we got married. And even though we met at his nightclub and we had sex for the first time at his club, he was hardly ever home, and we weren't having sex but once or twice a month. I used to smell the other women on him when he got home, and he didn't even have the decency to take a shower before he got in the bed. I practically raised our two children alone. He took care of us all financially, and that meant that I couldn't question him about anything. Then when the club burned in 2018, things shifted because he had to get a job. He got fired a lot because of his drinking, so me and the kids would do our best to avoid him. During the pandemic, he started reading the Bible, and he stopped drinking. He was able to get a job, to keep a job, and we started having sex again. Up until May of this year, our marriage was so much better, and we're having a lot of sex. Then a light bulb went off in my head. I feel like my husband only wants me because he's getting older, he's slightly overweight, and we live paycheck to paycheck. No other woman would want him, so I'm all he's got now. He's all out of options. I've been thinking about divorcing him so he can see how it feels to be alone. Please help. Now, if you're thinking about divorcing him because so he can see how it feels to be alone, that's really a stupid reason to get divorced. I mean, why would you play like that with something so serious? You stayed with him through all the bad times, and now that he's changed, you want revenge? I mean, you didn't think divorce when he came home smelling like other women and, you know, got in the bed with you without showering, all of that. How about the fact that he hardly ever came home, you said? And what about the fact that you had to raise the kids, two kids practically by yourself? All of that didn't cause you to think divorce. You're either there now because you're committed to the marriage and you love him and you want to make it work, or you want a divorce because you don't love him anymore and you want to move on. But you just want to get back at him, it sounds like. Do you want to be married to him or not? To me, that's the question. Steve?
My husband has run out of options. Okay. Well, let's look at this a different way. I got married when I was 27. You say your marriage may look perfect now, and it hasn't always been like this. So I'm in that statement right there. It says to me that there's been an improvement. That's what that statement said. You got married when you was 27, your husband was 36. Okay. He and two other guys owned the club. He was there every night, come home after 2 a.m. during the week. He didn't allow me to go out with him after we got married, even though we met at his nightclub and we had sex for the first time at his club. Okay. Appreciate that information. He was hardly ever home and we weren't having sex but once or twice a month. I used to smell the other women on him when he got home, and he didn't even have the decency to take a shower before he got into bed. Well, he just got in from the club. He has sex down there. He has sex down there at the club. Ain't that where you had sex with him for the first time? Mm-hmm. At the club? Anyway, I practically raised our two children alone. He took care of us financially. That meant I couldn't question him about anything. Well, he told you that. He told you, hey, I'm taking care of you. I pay these bills. Don't be asking me about my work. I'm out here providing, making it. And then you accepted that. Then when the club burned down in 2018, things shifted because he had to get a job. He got fired a lot because of his drinking. Well, now what you see, when you got a club, part of the club's revenue is not just the tickets at the door. It's alcohol. That's the revenue at the club. So anyway, you know, now he can't hold a job because he's drinking. So me and the kids would do our best to avoid him. Oh, he one of them loud drunk people. Okay, I see. Right? Y'all don't even want to talk to him. During the pandemic, he started reading his Bible. Okay, here's where the shift comes. He was able to keep a job, and we started having sex again. Up until May of this year, our marriage was so much better, and we were having a lot of sex. Jackpot. Then a light bulb went off your head. We're going to talk about that in a minute. The light bulb went off on your head, and I feel like my husband only wants me because he's getting older. He's 43 now. He's slightly overweight, and we live paycheck to paycheck. No other woman would want him, so I'm all he's got now. He's all out of options. I've been thinking about divorcing him so he can see how it feels to be alone. Please help. Lady, where did you come to the divorce at, like Shirley said now? You wasn't talking about the divorce when he was sleeping with all them women at the club, coming home smelling like other women without the decency to shower. Now he done read his Bible, turned his life around, got himself together, got fat.
Hang on, Steve.
Y'all having a lot of sex. Well, you have a lot of sex with a fat dude, though.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband has run out of options. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, my husband has run out of options.
I don't think this letter is about your husband running out of options. I think that you've come to a really, really crazy conclusion. They were married. He was a club owner. They met at a club. The first time they had sex was at a club. They got married. They got two kids. He won't take her out with him nowhere, especially to the club. And when he comes home at night, you can smell other women on him. And he don't have a DC to shower. He just get into bed. And then, the club burned down in 2018. Things shifted because he had to get a job. He couldn't keep a job because he drank a lot, because, you know, he picked up that habit down at the club. And so you and the kids tried your best to avoid him. Then the pandemic hit. He started reading his Bible and stopped drinking. He was able to keep a job. We started having sex again. Up until May of this year, marriage was a lot better, and we started having a lot of sex. Then a light bulb went off in my head. This is the light bulb. A light bulb went off in my head. I feel like my husband only wants me because he's getting older. He's slightly overweight, and we live paycheck to paycheck, and no other woman would want him. Well, I think the light bulb that went off in your head was Satan. See, you pray for God to fix something. Then you want God to fix it your way. Well, he fixed it. Your man come home now. Your man read the Bible. Y'all back to having sex. He got a job. He stopped drinking. He done gained a little bit of weight. And you said your marriage shifted and was going fine, but then a light bulb went off in your head. Well, you didn't turn that light off. You need whoever hit the switch. Cut the switch off. Because that's crazy. To get what you want and then talk yourself out of a blessing. I've never seen nothing like that before. You ask God to fix it. You've been probably praying about this. Or it turned around in your favor. Now you looking at it. And now you want to kick the blessing. So I'm all he's got now. Ain't that what you wanted? He's all out of options. Ain't that what you wanted? I've been thinking about divorcing him because so he can see how it feels to be alone. Please help. Okay, when you get a divorce and he alone, let me ask you a question. Ain't you going to be alone too? Because let me explain to you your options. You are now back out here on this market of dating. This dating market, the post-pandemic market. And this is a rough one, and you need to ask some women that's out here. This is a rough one. And you're going out here, and you ain't got no dating experience because you met your husband at a club, and first time y'all had sex was at the club. Now you got two kids. You want to enter the dating market with that. And now your man is at home. Y'all having plenty of sex. Now, okay, he done got chunky. We can fix that. You ain't even got to get a gym membership to fix that. You can fix that. He come home every day. He done start reading his Bible. You know. What? Let me ask you a question. You ain't gained no weight when you had your kids? You ain't pick up no pounds? Mm-hmm. A lot of women do. And that baby weight look good on them. A lot of women do. You know, it's a badge of honor. I like a mature grown woman. I like that. Now, you probably ain't the same as you used to be either. But he done managed to come home. Maybe he just said, hey, let me get on to the house and match up. Let me go on in here and you gain some weight. Let me go on and get a little weight on me. And that's it. And you got a good husband right now. Now, you're talking about divorcing him so he can feel like what it feels to be alone. Where you get this revenge move from? I don't understand interjecting the revenge into it. Because right now, you're not saying the only problem y'all having is y'all living paycheck to paycheck. That's the grind of life. That's the grind of life. What are you talking about? You don't understand that you have a paycheck that gets you to the next paycheck? You don't see that? So you won't throw that out the window. You don't see that he ain't drinking no more? So you won't throw that out the window. You don't see that the man come home and y'all now having a lot of sex? You won't throw that out the window. Now, you got it figured out. I've been thinking about divorcing him because ain't no other woman would want him. Oh, that's where you're wrong at, though. Oh, that's where you're wrong. There's a lot of women signed up for Smokey the Bear. A whole lot of them. Got a job, come home at night, have a lot of sex. Yeah. So, lady, I don't know why you want to kick the blessing out the house, but I would not recommend that. Why don't you get this revengeful spirit out your mind? If you've forgiven him for all the nights he came in and slept with you after he slept with all these women and didn't shower, you can't see the blessing you have now? Are you kidding me?
Post your comments.
Wait a minute. What did I just do? Did I defend a man in the strawberry letter? Oh, my God. Is the man from Richmond, Virginia listening? I'm sorry. He's stupid. Divorce him. Leave him. He's nothing.
Post your comments on today. You don't mean that. So he can. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.